In assessing what will happen in the state legislature this year as Florida finds itself several billions of dollars in a deficit, Jacksonville Republican State Senator Stephen Wise said recently that the final budget this year will be looked at as a disaster with nobody very happy about it. Charlie Justice represents parts of Hillsborough and Pinellas County in the Florida State Senate. The St. Petersburg-based Democrat arrived in Tallahassee today to begin the legislative session tomorrow. He says he shares some of Senator Wise's pessimism.
If we don't raise any revenue, the budget that we pass this May of 2009, will be somewhere around $12 to $13 billion less than the budget that was just passed in May of 2007. And that's a significant amount of money. And we're talking about huge impacts to anyone who receives any kind of state funding. I mean, it's had a big impact back home. Pinellas County, over $50 million in reductions for our K-12 schools and students. We've seen hits to Tampa General for their Medicaid reimbursement. All Children's Hospital in St. Petersburg has seen a reduction in funding. It's a difficult time. So the senator is right that it's not going to be a pleasant session.
Governor Chris has proposed patching the revenue hole over the next 16 months with $8 billion of the stimulus package money coming to Florida. His budget blueprint would use more than $3 billion in stimulus dollars just to get through the next 4 months and $4.7 billion to patch holes in classroom, transportation, health care funding in the 2009-10 budget that you're going to be working on here soon. We've heard some legislators, Republicans, have a little trouble with that. They say they're not even sure when this money is coming here, if they can spend it on some of the things that the governor wants to do. What's your initial thoughts about how the governor said he wants to use the stimulus money?
Well, I think there's two parts to it. One, yes, we don't know all of the strings yet, and we don't know when we're going to have it. And so there's some areas there that you have to be concerned about that you can't just decide where to use it. There's a lot of limitations that the federal government has put on it, not the least of which is whether or not we're going to receive any education dollars, because the criteria for receiving those education dollars is that you've had to adequately fund education. And according to their guidelines, we have not done that in the state of Florida. The legislature has not put enough money into education in the last several years. So we have to go and basically beg the federal government to give us a waiver to get some of those dollars. And then the overall concern, of course, is that are we going to be better off in 3 years? We all hope so, but to kind of just say we're going to patch the hole today and hope for better tomorrow, you have to have a little bit of a raised eyebrow with that kind of budget philosophy. And on the other hand, some of those needs we have to take care of today. You know, whether it's one-time money or borrowed money or whatever, we have to take care of some of those needs today. And so while I think the governor's goal is right, how we get there we have some issues with.
A centerpiece to the governor's plan also is a series of property tax cuts for commercial properties, new homeowners, and non-homestead property owners that would go on the ballot next year. Any initial thoughts about that?
Well, I think you know, I haven't really looked at them closely yet. We'll have an opportunity to review them when they come into my committee in finance and tax. But setting the cap for non-homestead is fine. We did put a 10% cap a couple years ago. I know that wasn't low enough for a lot of people who want it. But, one, you're talking about putting it on the ballot in 2010. And, two, I think there's a lot of property owners who would love to have the problem of their property values spiking right now. Most of us, our property values are dropping. So that's all well and good, but it doesn't solve some of the immediate issues that we have as far as funding Florida's needs.
I know one of the bills that you've been talking about proposing would involve making the supervisor of elections statewide nonpartisan. If you can talk about that and any other legislation that you're going to propose this year that you're looking forward to.
Sure. I think that this is a bill that's been around a couple times, and it's, I think, a very good piece of legislation. Basically, it says supervisor's elections would be nonpartisan. You wouldn't have Democrats and Republican parties fighting it over. You'd have, hopefully, candidates that step forward and are qualified to administer an election as the one selected by the voters and get rid of those party labels. I think it's one more step that we can take towards restoring voter confidence in our election process. I think that's one of my important bills. Another one I'm working on deals with contamination notification, so that if there is a found contaminant in your neighborhood, you will be notified about it. And it won't be 15 or 20 years that you later that you read about it in the newspaper, as what happened with a lot of the neighborhoods in the Azalea, West St. Pete area after the Raytheon spill recently. So we're working on a bill that really strengthens how people are notified, who's notified, and make sure that people are aware of what's going on in their own community.